Good morning and welcome back to CRM 114 Radio. The time is 6:45 a.m. and as always, I am your host, Neil Whitaker. Currently, the temperature outside the studio is a very nice 73 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy with a slight breeze. Major news stories include a new exhibition that was scheduled to appear at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. last week, but has stalled over the controversial realm of copyright and fair use. Be sure to tune in at 8 o'clock this morning and hear from our expert, Pierre Richardson, to tell you why this controversy is more than meets the eye and has much more to do with you. We have also received reports of a supposed hazmat tractor trailer incident near Cumberland, Maryland, causing closure of much of Interstate 68. If this is true, then I'm sure the EPA will have something to say about that. But there are many more roads than Interstate 68 that need to be given fair share of airtime, so in just a few minutes, I will be handing over the mic to John, our traffic man, who will tell you all about traffic conditions on all of those roads closer to home. Home being, of course, CRM 114 Radio. But first, a word from our wonderful sponsors.
I heard the average man thinks about Häagen-Dazs every 7 seconds. Unbelievable. How do they get anything done? Now, I can't even look at the guys in the office knowing that all they're thinking about is Häagen-Dazs. You know, women love Häagen-Dazs too, but thinking about it all day? That's just not normal. Is it?
Our finest vanilla ice cream with a swirl of caramel, covered with rich milk chocolate and almonds. Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. Pure pleasure.
These pretzel M&Ms are really good.
Yeah, I know. I haven't been able to stop eating them myself. Guess that's how I ended up with this pretzel inside me. After all, you know what they say. You are what you eat, right?
Yeah, right. Imagine if that were true. You are what you eat. A bunch of malarkey.
M&M's pretzel. A crunchy pretzel inside an M&M's.
Fred Michaels live in concert.
Fred Michaels live in concert.
Live in concert.
Live in concert.
Fred Michaels.
Fred Michaels.
Live.
Sorry, folks, but I was misleading you when I said that John would be here to discuss traffic conditions with you. I guess I will be managing the bridge alone. Moderate delays along I-95 with... Sorry about that, folks. Along the... Kirk, am I still on the air?
No, we were told to cut you off and you got to come with me.
What's the deal?
I don't know, but the police said they want everyone to come with them.
What did I do?
Sorry, I didn't know anything. They just said they wanted everyone out of here. Look, I'm just a messenger.
Sure. Fine, whatever.
This is an announcement from your local law enforcement authorities. Last night, a large number of patients from the Potomac Bend Asylum escaped from the grounds. Officials believe that they are inclined to head eastwards. Many of the patients are carriers of ergotoxosis. It is strongly encouraged that citizens stay indoors between approximately 6 in the evening and 6 in the morning and to exercise extreme caution in general. If you show any symptoms of ergotoxosis, please call 911 immediately, as prompted treatment is virtually guaranteed to reverse symptoms. Likewise, if you notice any strange or suspicious behavior or anything out of the ordinary in general, please call your local law enforcement agencies immediately. Finally, do not be alarmed if you see members of our uniformed services make routine patrols. We are sorry for any inconvenience, and we hope to allow you to return to your normal routines as soon as possible. In the meantime, please follow all instructions dispensed by local law enforcement and emergency patrol, as well as members of our armed services. Thank you for your attention.
Is this working?
Mass hysteria continues to spread throughout the heartland with injuries reported to be in the thousands.
Is this working?
We now go live to
Trapped inside.
Now, there's the Snuggie, the blanket that had...
Try your phone again.
A phone? Are you serious? What am I going to do, call 911?
If only it were still working.
Get pressure on it. Keep looking for a first aid kit.
How bad is it? How bad is it?
It's bad.
Just shoot him.
Shoot him with what? Do you have a gun?
Calm down. We have enough shit to deal with right now.
Oh, what do you think? What are we going to do?
I don't know, okay? This is not exactly something I studied for.
You think anybody studied for this? You can't study for this.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's going on.
So just gotta stay calm. Just stay calm, okay?
Stay calm.
How many of them were there?
I saw like 100. I don't even know.
Oh my God.
They were. I don't even.
What about cars? Were there cars outside? Did you see any?
They're all on fire. I don't even.
Oh, fuck. All right, think.
Maybe if we can get this working, we can contact someone.
I mean, I don't know how to work a freaking radio station.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just too many buttons.
Fuck.
Maybe. You're in the military. You should know what to do, right? I mean,
we need to find guns.
Okay,
where's the nearest place? Where's the nearest place?
Do you have guns in the radio station?
No, we're trying to get help.
We're surrounding the building. Like, what?
We gotta figure out how to get out of here, all right? And we need to figure out where to go to get guns. I mean, did you see a Walmart in the last few miles?
Guns?
They've got shotguns, right? And that's easy enough. It's just point and shoot. You don't have to aim. So
I don't
you need
know,
to get
I'm,
some shotguns.
I'm not from here. I'm just visiting my grandmother. I'm not even supposed to be here right now.
Is there a phone book? Check and see if there's a phone book. I don't see one. There's a Walmart in every freaking town. There's gotta be something here. I wish we were in Alabama. There's freaking guns everywhere down there.
Yeah, well, I'm in Alabama anymore. Do you see anything out the window?
I don't know. They might be too close. They're underneath us, I think. There's a bus. There's a bus out there.
What?
We just gotta figure out how to get to the bus. Now, I can drive a stick. I've never drove one that big, but I think I can handle a stick.
Stick? Okay. So how are we gonna get down there?
I don't know.
Are you sure the elevator's not working?
I remember it used to be the hardest thing I had to do. The last week, the hardest thing I had to do was freaking do an electronics thing for class. Right? Some freaking radio show. Ironic, huh? We're in a radio station now.
Too bad you didn't learn anything.
Yeah, I know, right? And now we're just trying to freaking survive. Oh my God. Alright, so we need to get to the bus. I don't even know if it has keys in it.
You know how to wire a bus engine?
I think I can try. I think I can pull out the ignition, but we need to find... I need at least a knife and a flat-tip screwdriver.
Okay, go ahead and find one of those here.
Do you see lights anywhere? Like, is there freaking emergency lights or anything in this?
No, there's nothing. I don't...
I don't see anything.
I found a knife.
Alright, let me see it. Alright. Okay, so...
This guy is dying.
I mean, there's nothing we can do.
What can we do?
There's no first aid kit.
Did you hear that?
What?
What is...
Oh, God. All right. We gotta move. We gotta move fast.
In here! Let's hide in here! I'm glad... glad we finally found a place to hide, but we have to keep moving.
Yes.
How long have you been on the run?
Well, I started out with three other people, my best friends from college, and I don't know where they went. I don't even know. Was that even 2 weeks ago? I'm not even sure. I can't even keep track of time anymore because of this. I just want it to stop. Wow, look at that.
Looks like we weren't the only people here.
It sure doesn't. Looks like this has been going on longer than we thought.
Look at the writings on the wall. God help us. We've been here for a week. Head south.
That's funny. This one says head north. Maybe we can get this radio working.
Maybe?
It looks like there's a signal.
We're in Notting Hill, a part of London. Who knows if this report will ever be transmitted. Communication is at best limited. The city, it seems, is being overrun with man-eating creatures. And
they're coming! Oh my god.
Run!
Run! This is horrible.
Like most stations, we're experiencing technical problems with our satellite connection, but we'll try and follow the situation and bring you up-to-date information from the other side of the globe as it comes.
Well, let's see what else is on.
Are we transmitting? Are we transmitting? Mate, just... Okay, things are out of control. The city is like a war zone. These creatures, these zombies, or whatever the hell they are swarming the city. People are dying in the streets by the thousands. And the fact that there is no way out of the city. We had to find some refuge. I think we're safe for the moment, but I'm not going to stay long. If you're hearing me, stay away from the city. It's out of control. The city is lost.
Jeez. That doesn't sound very good.
What's that smell?
I don't know. It must be all the dead bodies in the hallway. I don't know how many I saw. How many did you see?
There were like a dozen.
Oh my god, Paul. Where have you been?
I ran around to the backside to see. There was another building out there, but there was no way in it.
What are we going to do?
Paul, are you okay? Your leg looks hurt.
Don't worry about it. It's all right. I think I just hit it on the building or something.
Okay. Well, we'll try to find a first aid kit.
Yeah.
I think he's been bit.
We're gonna have to kill you.
No, I'm fine.
Paul, you're not.
I'm fine.
Oh my god.
Get the gun, quick!
Shoot him! I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I don't know what to do. I've lost everyone.
Oh my god. I think Paul just moved.
For reasons yet to be determined, the bodies of the recently deceased are returning to life and attacking the living. The scope of this epidemic is now reaching global proportions.
That was the Secretary of Defense with the announcement that the dead are somehow coming back to life. And do we have those rescue stations yet? Well, find them, please. I need those rescue stations. Fine. You know what? Fine. I'll get them.
Please stop! Stop!
New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared just 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if an infected becomes hostile, the only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head. New word from the nation's top scientists on the zombie virus that appeared 2 weeks ago. They released information saying that the symptoms to watch for are aggression, foaming from the mouth, deterioration of motor skills, and an unbelievable hunger. Be advised that if the infected becomes hostile, The only way to harm them is to shoot them in the head.
Are you sure? Because
let's just read
the script and get out of here. Hello. If there's anyone out there, there's still a few of us alive. About 15 of us. We're heading to Detroit in 2 days to meet other people. Hopefully there'll be other people. Meet us at the old warehouse store on 5th Street. Good luck.
Come on, we gotta go. They're everywhere. Come on.
Right.
Of them out there.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay, get on the table. Get on the table. Okay, so that way we're closer to the window at least. Do you have a lighter or something?
I can't see anything. Oh my god.
I think there's not noon.
We can't just stay here, okay? We have to think of a way out.
There is no way out. There's no way in the door.
They're everywhere.
Okay, no. Okay, listen. The alternative is staying here and being eaten alive. I'm not down with that.
Before he got him? Did he, or did you leave it? I'm sorry, but we really gotta focus.
I think I left it up there.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I can't believe he's gone.
It's okay.
Look, you did the best you could.
I can't handle this. We're gonna die!
Not gonna die. And if one bites you, Christina,
oh my god,
it'll still be okay.
It's alive.
But alright, just hey, look at me. Just
I can't handle this right now. There's too many of them.
We've got to find a way out of here. So let's just think, okay? Because there were other people here. There's writing on the wall over there.
Okay? Dude, it's so bad. Nobody has been here for months. We are been... Okay, but... God damn it! I knew we shouldn't have let Jeff pick us, that asshole! Alright. Okay, just... It's fine. It should have been... Alright, I'll kill it. Trying to get into the vent. Oh, okay, we can't go out that way.
This should have been an easy in and out. There was no sign of them, and then all of a sudden, bam, where the fuck did they come from? Oh my gosh, we are never gonna get out of here. I'm not ready to die. I don't wanna die.
What about the window? Can we get out the window? There's an old bus over there. Do you see it?
Hold on.
Is it? Careful. Don't get too close to the window. Okay, so right there. Okay. Do you think the bus wouldn't be in working order, would it? But it's a step down to the ground.
I don't know.
We just can't stay here. We can't stay here. We don't have any food or water.
Oh my gosh. Here.
Anything?
Maybe there's something in here.
Hold on. Nothing? There's a saw over here.
My name is Andrew Isaacs, and today is the 14th of August, 2019. As far as I know, everyone is dead. Or almost dead, or at least not alive. I have been surrounded by them, the Change, for 3 months now. I believe that I may be the only one left, but I cannot despair, for I have discovered the solution, the cure that will make everything as it once was. If you can hear this now, know that I have found the cure. You may not believe this, but it is true. You may think that it is too late, but this is not so. It can never be too late. The solution is so obvious, so clear, so simple that it is not surprising that it has been overlooked. I must share this solution, this cure. It would be selfish for me to do otherwise. The world has changed, and thus the solution has changed, and the situation has changed, and I know that I will be different. Those who have changed cannot reach me now. I will have become impervious. Once I act, I will be able to pick up the pieces and begin again. I almost cannot remember what the world was like 3 years ago. But now I know how to bring it back. They are waiting, the half-dead. They have tried to make me join them. They are powerful, but I have the unanswerable solution. They cannot win so long as I persevere. And I will persevere. I have discovered a way to outmaneuver them, permanently. They will be like nothing, for I have the solution. I am no fool. I am not like those in the past, because today is different, and I understand, and I am at peace. In the past there were fools and cowards, but now they are gone. Those who have changed, the half-dead, and have tried to make me change, cannot win, because I have the cure, the most perfect protection, and all who hear this can help me to rebuild our world. It was like a revelation. This protection is perfect, and the solution is perfect. I look around and I see the walking dead, but the dead cannot have me. I will defeat them all. And I know that they are here. But here there are also survivors. They have already started to build a new world. I have been wasting away here, in this place, hiding in fear and doubt when I should have left a long time ago. I should have come to my senses sooner and left this place where there is only death, to go and find the rest of humanity, to begin again, to rebuild our world. I know now the truth and can see the truth clearly, and know that I must leave this place. It is not too late, and everything can be made right. Because I have the solution, and my actions are different from those who came before. It is an unanswerable solution. There is nothing to fear. I have a long journey ahead of me, but I know that I will be invulnerable. For as I travel, the walking dead will be harmless, completely harmless to me. That is the wonderful news, the good news. For I have the answer, the solution, the key to everything. Now I know what must be done, and I know that we can be free. I am so glad that I may be made safe. I am so glad that I have discovered the answer. If I am not the last survivor here, then you should come and follow me with the others, and leave this place. And now, my journey begins.